also like to point out what is not pointed out in our response to the list of issues or in our initial report, that if a person has, when it comes to compensation, a person that has wrongfully been deprived of its liberty in custody or imprisonment, they have the right to compensation according to Chapter 31 in the Criminal Procedure Act, and that is very important. So there's no condition of damage if that has happened, and the compensation should cover compensation in connection with the criminal prosecution or compensation for financial loss and for non-pecuniary damage. And there is also an if you need, I can come back with more if detailed information on this compensation scheme if you need that, maybe in a written later on. But in addition to that, of course, you have general compensation law, as we have also made clear in our response to the list of issues. And so a victim of enforced disappearance can file a claim for compensation and reparation against the state in accordance with the general principles of compensation law. As we have also mentioned in our answer to the list of issues, there is also a compensation scheme for compensation for violent crimes. However, the main point with that scheme is to assure that the victim will obtain or achieve compensation even if the perpetrator is unknown or obsolete. And I believe that in cases, if the state should be the perpetrator, then the state will always be able to pay out the rightful compensation. So maybe not the compensation for violent crime scheme is so practical in this matter, actually. I can also add that the compensation, so that is also why all the sections in the Penal Code concerning, for example, 175 A and B concerning enforced disappearance is not included in the scope of the compensation for violent crimes scheme. But also in addition to that, there are also established compensation schemes in different municipalities. That is, if there, for example, have been institutions in the past that they consider have had a malpractice, that wouldn't. So there are also secondary possibilities for compensation. So you also asked about the material damage in the Violent Crimes Act that is not covered, and I can't go deeply into the details that concerning that, but the Compensation for Violent Crimes Act is going to be evaluated from the 1st of January 2025, although I do consider maybe that is not one of the most relevant topics, but okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Åshild, and I'm a little bit conscious of the time, so I encourage now a brief answer when we return to the questions. Our